I dipped way back into Jack on the Go, 2013, when he went to VidCon.
Oh, ooh, nice.
It is Jack VidCon. At VidCon solo, and like Smosh is there and shit.
I like that.
But like
I
past like their that. Prime yeah. Smosh.
Right before they like stopped.
Before they got married
time.
To each other.
Before yeah. they sold and just let all those other like weird adults run it.
Yeah.
Or wait, I'm no, I said that. Smosh is married to Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Jack was a meet. Oh, Jack, the best part of that video, spoiler alert, but Straight Edge Philip DeFranco knows who Jack is. Well, ooh. There's no proof of it. He says, Philip knows who I am. I wait till they're done talking. And then there's like an edit, and then it comes back, and Jack's like, it was great meeting Philip. He said he wanted to do the show with me. So there's actually no proof that he really talked to Philip DeFranco, which is awesome. Philip DeFranco did not, in fact, do the show with him.
Yeah. In 2013, I don't think the YouTube guys really knew who he was. Like the YouTube React channels. Now they know who he is, but I don't think they would want to be on his channel.
I watched a video from their first month living in Tennessee, and they went to a Korean barbecue with their racist friends. And that was a great video, too. They were... Jack's like, hey, what'd you order? To like the drunk guy across the table. And he's like, I got some baba, some gabooboo. It's a boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. And the fucking table just roars laughing. They're just making,
evil motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're all just making like Asian jokes right when they get there for the first like 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's what Koreans sound like anyway. Tiny, tiny, I'm listening again.
So he spends like, you know, however long he was there, long-ass video too. And he goes outside of the place, and he's complaining. This is Korean barbecue. This is the same style that you would expect. Cooking on the table. Got the hot coals, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was him, Tammy, Jack Jr., and whoever else they brought and paid for. So it was four people. Oh, no, it was three people. And it was $68. He was crying about that. $68.
Really?
That's pretty great. Good. For three
like $20
people.
A person.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Bro, he
for
goes outside.
Korean barbecue.
He reminds everybody. He goes, whoever's filming, I think his son, he's like, here, so what it's called? And he's like, Phil Garden. And he goes, all right, now back to me. And he goes, do not come here. Dickhead.
Such Man. A dickhead.
Food was too cheap for him earlier. That's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, it costs too much money to go to a restaurant three times a day. Oh, really? It does? I could have told you that 25 fucking years ago.
So some people, it costs an arm and a leg. It just cost him an arm and a vocal cord.
Well, both so legs don't work. Too. You know how like,
yeah, I guess legs.
You know how they give you the cuts of meat there and they're thinner, obviously, because we've been cooking them. Like, they got to cook fast. They slice everything thinner. You're not going to get your
yeah,
big
that's
ass
how
fucking,
it is. It's like
yeah,
a
it's
shape,
not going to
yeah.
be like a porterhouse steak.
Yeah,
Jack is like fucking complaining about the prices and says they barely give you anything while he has literal piles and piles of meat in front of him. All
isn't
ribbon,
it an all you can
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, it's always all you can eat. Like whenever I've gone,
if they cook it yourself, it's all you can eat. So
yeah,
just
okay,
paying,
then that's even funnier. Like I'm not even that familiar with it, and I was like, that's a damn a lot of food for $20 a person.
Yeah,
so it's all you can eat, and he's still complaining it's not
yes.
enough.
Korean
That's Homer
barbecue
Simpson.
Places are all
That's
you can
Homer
eat.
Simpson.
And like, no, he's complaining that it's just they're not big enough. They needed to give him full
the
size.
The guy he
steaks.
Was with was like dipping each bite basically in that chili, the chili paste they give you, and eating it like properly. Mm-hmm. And Jack's making fun of him, being like, "Look at him, his forehead sweating." It's like you don't have anything on yours. Shut the fuck up, you fat loser. And then like his other friend ate a fuckload of food, and then afterwards, like, his other friend's just skinny, like, kind of drunk guy with a weird southern accent.
Probably got a big like, dick.
He was like, yeah, I like this place, but it's like any Korean barbecue. Doesn't really fill you up. And it's like, I just saw you eat so much fucking food just when Jack was showing you.
There's no way you can say that it doesn't fill you up.
It's because they didn't have a loaf of bread with it. That's why.
Let's yeah,
it's
because
he's like one of those dogs where if you just keep giving them food, they'll eat until their stomach explodes.
They got all the hair worn off their belly because they just fucking drag around the linoleum all day.
Yeah, like he just doesn't have the feeling of being full. He could just eat. Like if Tammy didn't keep him from eating, he would just die from his stomach exploding.
Having a little
like
dog
his
like
guts
a tram.
Would just explode.
Korean barbecue is one of my favorite things to do, and I don't like that he disrespected it. And I'm mad now.
Yeah, he's like a food expert, and he doesn't know any food. He doesn't even know Italian food. He doesn't know food from California. He doesn't know about Nashville hot chicken. It's like, what the fuck food do you know about?
One time, Brainstorm was trying to go to that Hawaiian food place in Florida, mm-hmm. and it was closed, so he's like, well, let's try.